You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, what's going on? Coach here. I wasn't able to be on the episode 2 weeks ago with Kevin interviewing Destiny because I was in New Orleans seeing fam in Miss Saigon, the national tour, and I was not able to be at Broadway Con either. Super bummed about that. But once again, my friends at Broadwasted bailed me out. They're also Built for the Stage fam. Kevin Jaeger and Kimberly Schmidt actually jumped on board as well, two of my BFTS fams. So they did a great job with Tommy's interview. It was super funny, super fun. So I hope you enjoy this audio footage from the live interview that took place at Broadway Con. Just a little tip of advice, since once again, I'm not going to be spending this time with you on the episode. Don't get pulled into the trap of the social media highlight reel. Depression, comparison, anxiety is a huge thing in the world, but also even more in the theater world. All right. So make sure that we're almost having the, not necessarily our blinders on, but just the realistic expectation that everyone is struggling out there in some way. Everyone is fighting their ups and downs and battles, and not to fall into the trap that everyone's living this amazing life while you're sitting in your apartment or home on the struggle bus. So we're all in this thing together. Keep moving forward. As far as your fitness goes, we're not going to feel like doing it every day. We're not going to feel like putting in the work, but I encourage you just to crawl to the gym if you have to, and know that you'll march out proudly when it's all said and done. So have a plan. Having a plan helps a lot when going into the gym, trying to accomplish some goals. We need to do something that's actionable to really accomplish those things. So that's my encouragement for you all. I hope you enjoy this interview with Tommy Bracco from Broadway Con.
I am Coach Joe Roscoe.
No. I am Coach Joe Roscoe.
Together as two people, we create Coach Joe Roscoe.
He has been a man in a trench coat this whole time.
No, actually, my name is Kevin Jaeger, as he just said. This is my buddy Kimberly Cooper Schmidt.
Yes.
And we are fam members of the Broadway Podcast Network, which is the podcast network where Built for the Stage plays. We are also fam of the Built for the Stage program. So before we even dive into this amazingness, let's introduce our guest over here. You may know him from Newsies, Pretty Woman, and Big Brother, amongst many other things. This is the incredible Tommy Bracco.
Welcome to not our podcast.
Who's also a Built for the Stage fam. Yeah, so... So the first thing I want to say for Coach Joe is, if you guys don't already follow him on Instagram, it's Built for the Stage. He does some really great stuff where he shares a lot of the people that are working out with him, but also some really great programs. Yeah. And if you, as you're listening, get really interested in what the program is and what you can do to be a part of it, go to builtforthestage.com. You could do a free trial there, which is what I did that got me super into it, which is why I do it now and why Kimberly does it as well.
Correct.
And me. I do it too.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all fam here.
Oh my gosh, guys, Built for the Stage. So Joe and I go way back. Joe is the creator that that Kevin was just talking about. Joe is incredible. He's such a hard worker. He's got the kindest heart. He is truly an incredible person. I'm obsessed with him. We did Hairspray together in at the Palace Theater in New Hampshire. This was actually, I was auditioning for Newsies while we were doing that production of Hairspray together. So Mike Feist and I, if anybody knows who he is, Mike Feist and I were both in Hairspray with Joe, and Mike and I were traveling on the days back to New York from New Hampshire and then traveling back in the same day. We were going back and forth to audition for Newsies in the day and then do Hairspray at night. But I met Joe there, and he's truly one of the most incredible people. We've stayed in touch over the years. So it's like having a personal trainer. And it's somebody that gets performing too. They get what it's like to do 8 shows a week, to be training for auditions. So he's really the best. If you're a performer and you're looking for something that to give you that boost when you're going to the gym, that extra push, I cannot recommend Built for the Stage like any more than I than. It's the best. Yeah. I'm obsessed with it.
I super echo those sentiments.
Yeah.
And Joe always says that actors are athletes.
Yeah.
So making sure that you remember, like he said, that your body is important because that is your instrument that you're using on stage every day. But going along those veins, now, did you have a lot of like athletic experience before like getting into your Broadway career? Like, were you an athlete growing up?
I grew up dancing and tumbling, so I'm a gymnast. To be honest with you, I didn't grow up doing sports, really. I played baseball, but I really was just the cheerleader on the side. I played because my dad wanted me to,
right.
Just to make him happy.
All the cheers from the dugout?
Literally. Yeah. I was the professional cheerleader on the team. That's what I was. So
I tried some really, really awesome tumbling passes.
Oh, my God. If we would win, I would go out in the field and do tumble passes. That's literally what happened. But yeah, so I didn't grow up, you know, as an athlete. I mean, yeah, dancing is athletic. It is a sport. So yes, I grew up dancing and tumbling as a gymnast. So that was kind of, you know, I was always athletic growing up for sure. Yeah.
For sure. And what was like your first experience kind of getting into the professional realm of theater?
Actually, Hairspray that Joe and I did was one of the first shows that I ever did. But I went to LaGuardia High School, which is the school that the movie Fame is based off of. It's here in Manhattan. And I was dancing at a dance studio in Staten Island every night and then going to school for acting in the day. So that was kind of what was going on. And then right after high school, I just started auditioning right away. I did a few, I worked non-union for a while for 3 years and then booked Newsies. And that's when I made my Broadway debut. So that was kind of my journey. But yeah, staying active, it's really important. And you know, it's everything for me at least too, just because of what I do. I'm a dancer, I'm a gymnast.
Is there a difference in how you work out when you're in a show, 8 shows a week, versus when you're like between a show?
No, to be honest with you, no. I do think that you gotta like, you know, be aware of your body, and doing 8 shows a week really does take a toll on your body for sure. But I always say it's so funny. People ask me like, how was doing Newsies? Like, how was your body able to handle that? And it's funny because all the boys, we really wouldn't even warm up after a while, not that long at least, because muscle memory is so real. It's such a thing that after doing the same show, 8 shows a week, your body just gets used to it. You don't even really need to warm up. I would literally, for my warm up, I would do 10 jumping jacks, back handspring, 10 jumping jacks, back handspring, 10
That's
jumping jacks.
That's my warm up now too.
I would that was my warm up, and then
what I do before the podcast.
But literally, that's what I would do every single day before the show, and then I'd be like, "Great, I'm warm, I'm warmed up." And just 20 years old, it was nuts.
You're just like Newsy leaping everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm warming, I'm stretching, I'm warming up. No. It's still my, no, it's not. Yeah, so muscle memory is a real thing. I think it's important to be constantly changing up your workouts because of that. Because if you're doing the same workout all the time, mm-hmm. you're not gonna be really pushing your body to the next level. And that's what being fit and healthy really is. You have to do that to be in this business. You gotta be constantly pushing yourself to get to the next level. So that's you know, my spiel about, that's why I love Built for the Stage. That's why I love taking dance classes still when you know, it, when I'm, it's funny because when I was doing Newsies, not, I wasn't going to, it was, we were doing Newsies, the hardest dance show. But then I would go to Broadway Dance Center and take beginner theater dance, and I would be so sore the next day. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm doing Newsies at night. Why am I waking up not being able to walk after doing box step, jazz square? Like, it doesn't make sense. But it, it literally, it's a real thing because muscle memory is a thing. It's so real.
I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow and just do, like, box steps.
And you're
going to
wake up and be like, holy Toledo.
Holy jacked.
I'm jacked.
That's amazing. So you also did a little show called Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm.
So,
thanks. Poor Pretty Woman just couldn't make it.
No, but
it just couldn't
for
couldn't
those
keep
of you
up.
Got to see it, obviously, people really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
you were my mother's favorite part of the show.
Thanks, thanks, Mom.
I love that you like went shopping with them and stuff.
Like, I know, like, why is the bellhop going shopping
like,
with them?
Do now? Like,
they're like, Julio. They're like, come shopping with us. I'm like, yes, sure. I will absolutely go shopping with you.
I can't go back.
Doesn't make sense.
So what it's was amazing. It like to be a part of a show like that? Because you'd done Newsies, which is like such a iconic show, but like Pretty Woman is a movie that like everyone has seen, remembers when they saw it, relates to. What was that like being a part of the experience adapting that to the stage?
It was really, really interesting. There's so, I have so many thoughts. It's so hard to make a movie into a musical. I think that Pretty Woman did a great job because it knew its audience. Its audience was going to be the bridge and tunnel audience. It wasn't going to be the hardcore theater goers, to be honest with you. It knew that all along. It was for people like my family. Let's just put it that way. You know what I mean? Like, the theater community was never going to embrace Pretty Woman. We knew that from the start. But how do you still make a successful show? Our audiences loved it. They really did. I was so happy and so grateful to be a part of that show. And, you know, Newsies was pretty epic and iconic. How do you go from, like, where do you go from Newsies? Like, what's the next step in your career? I was so happy that it was Pretty Woman because that role, Julio, was my favorite role that I've ever gotten to play. It was so much fun. I got
More
to just be
Spot
myself.
Conlin?
Spot was great. He shows up for 5 minutes in Act Two. Like, why?
You had like your Maureen entrance.
I know. It's like
iconic line from the movie.
It's literally like the Maureen introduction, but then minus Over the Moon.
Right.
It's just like.
What would Spot's like solo performance art have been
if
like?
You had, if you had been able to put a song into Newsies, that would be like your solo moment that like stopped
the show. Like Never
Fear
Brooklyn is here, and then single Spot.
Yeah, what would that performance be like?
It would have
jumping jack backhand
swing backhand swing. That's amazing. Oh my gosh. That's what it would have been.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Maybe it would have been hitting somebody or something, or just like, I don't know.
I would have been fine if you just sang a song while you beat up all the Newsies.
That would have been great. Yes.
Just a patter song about all of the like moves.
Can you imagine the fight call for that song?
Well, what about just like not hitting anyone playing? I don't know. I'm thinking
like it's
loud.
Just like using your eyes to scare people?
Yes.
Or just like a peaceful protest.
I'm into this. So somebody needs to write fan fiction that includes a song for him to perform, and we'll make it happen.
Where Spot just has to look at you and then you run away and
with
fear.
One look.
Yeah. Looks at Pulitzer. Pulitzer crumbles.
End of show.
Musical. And then you get your own Santa Fe reprise. I made it. We're rewriting Newsies. And I'm really proud of it.
Amazing.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
Great expectations.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
So you've also done something else on television.
Yes!
Everyone was like, TV! It's true art form.
Oh my God.
So you were on a reality show.
Yes, I was on a reality show.
Called Big Brother.
Yes,
wow.
I love it.
Just, and why? Just talk.
I know.
What was that experience?
So here's the thing. I love theater. I love Broadway. That is my true passion. But I'm also a person, and we, as we all are, but you know, it's funny because the reason why I say that is because I've been trying out for Big Brother for years, and they kept being like, we don't want actors, we don't want you because you're an actor, and I kept having to show up and just be like, I know I'm an actor, but I'm also a person who just freaking loves Big Brother so much, please put me on the show, please. And eventually they were like, just put him on the damn show already, please, like, just
we're
give
not
him.
Even casting. And he keeps showing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a difference.
It's October.
Being like,
I'm there outside the studio. Hey, guys! I'm here early. They're like, it's October. Come back in March. no, but yeah, so I love Big Brother so much. I think that the show is so fascinating. And actually, because I am in this industry, so I grew up on Staten Island where everyone is kind of like me. They all like just are tan. They have accents like me. They, you know, a lot of people like to wear flashy name brands. It's just, that's the world that I grew up in. I went to school in Manhattan, LaGuardia, and I met all different kinds of people, artists. And I was exposed to that world at a young age. Fast forward after high school, going to the world of theater auditioning, we meet a new group of people with every single cast that we meet. Mm-hmm. And because I'm in this community, because of it, I've learned to get along with and work with every single type of personality. And that is why I think someone in my position, I felt, had an advantage going into this game. I knew that that's why I would be good at this game. It would be the social aspect. That's why I wanted to play. It's because I know how to meet people. I know we do that every single day in this world that we're in. We meet all different kinds of strange, weird people that are different than us, but it's, we all make one big family, and that's what I love about this community. But not everyone gets this chance the way that we do. Not everyone is used to that. People usually stick to their own kind, if it is what they're used to. So with Big Brother, they try and cast one gay guy, one older man, two people of color. Like, it's always the same kind of, they try and get one stereotype of each person. We are used to getting along with everybody. So that's why I was so excited to play Big Brother, because I'm like, I know I can go in that house and be better than everybody else because I do this every single day. This is what we do. This is the world that we live in, and I love it. So that's really why I wanted to play. It's not about reality TV. It was about Big Brother. I love the game. I love the competitions. I love the social aspect of it. It was just the most it was my favorite experience that I've ever had. I love Broadway, but it was so fun to... What I felt was really special about Big Brother, theater tests your talent. It tests what you can do. Big Brother tested who I am. I thought it was so interesting to be tested for my person as opposed to my talent. So that's why I got to say, you know, Big Brother was just, I mean, I love doing theater and I want to do theater. That's what I want to go back to now. That's what I want my next move to be, I think. We'll see. Who knows what's going to happen. But
Really quotable, by the way.
What?
If I had a quote notebook, I would totally write that down.
Yeah, that it
theater tests your talent. But
what,
like,
you can do. Yeah, yeah, but that show tested who I was. So that's why Big Brother, man, was just so freaking cool. So cool to wake up in that house. And I had been watching. I had been a fan of the show for years. And it was just so fascinating to... you know, be in that house that I grew up watching on TV.
With such like a crazy schedule and everything with filming and being on the show, was it hard to like keep your fitness up while you were at the house?
Oh yeah,
Yeah, is there a gym there? Like what dude?
It's so crazy.
Does anyone do anything?
No one does anything. Like even the most fit guys in the house, they let it go this summer too.
The whole show is just like, we all sit on this couch and talk.
And now we go on that
couch and talk.
I know, it's literally that.
We sit on the beanbags and talk.
No, literally, the hammock. Love the hammock. I miss the hammock.
Just different places to lounge and chat.
So what was I gonna say? Wait, what did you just ask me?
I was asking how like you let your fitness go or like how
So we only see this is crazy.
And you can't have your phone, right?
No,
so
we have no contact.
App.
No built for the stage.
Yeah.
So the gym is in the backyard. We only get the backyard 2 days a week.
Oh.
5 days a week, you are locked inside. With no windows, no doors, no sunlight.
Are you sure you weren't in prison and they just...
it's literally like prison. It really is.
Very bright prison.
So they don't... There's no way that... I mean, you can work out. You can do like, you know, workout push-ups and stuff. But people are like, I'm going to sit on that couch. I'm going to sit on this couch. Like that's what happens.
So you weren't that guy in the corner having the deep, meaningful conversation while you're like...
You try at first.
Tell me who you are as a person.
Yeah. Testing my person.
Jumping jack backflip.
Jumping jacks. Oh my God, that's great.
Now, I have one more question for you before we wrap this piece up. What's your favorite thing to do at the gym?
Pull-ups. I love pull-ups. Yeah. I love pull-ups. I think that they completely changed my body. They give it that V shape. And I notice a big difference when I'm doing pull-ups versus when I'm not doing pull-ups. They're my favorite things to do. And I love like when you're doing them, you can add on a few more each day I try and add on like two a week. And I get such like excitement when I see like, oh, I'm up to 18 push-ups in one like round. That's like great. I get like such a high off of building that number. So pull-ups, that's my favorite. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I really do. To be honest with you, I hate working out. But Built for the Stage really makes it really fun and easy to do. It tells you exactly what to do, how much time you should spend on each thing, and it's mindless. I don't have to think when I show up at the gym. I just look at my phone and it tells me what to do. It's the greatest thing. And it feels personalized too, which I love. So yeah, guys, Built for the Stage. If you're looking to get into the gym, looking to get yourself back into shape, whatever, I couldn't recommend it any more than I am right now. It's the best thing in the world. Yeah.
It really is. So again, you can check out Built for the Stage at Built for the Stage at Instagram. And then they have a website, builtforthestage.com, which is where you can go to do the free trial if you want to try it out.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend trying it. It is, like he said, it's an amazing program. It's been changing me and Kimberly as well. And it gets a part of your routine, which I think is important to kind of get that into your body. And
that's been the biggest challenge, is just going.
Just going.
As long as you show up, the app tells you what to do.
Right.
It's
totally.
Just a mind game of getting yourself to the gym.
You just have to actually go there.
I didn't go today.
But
sorry, Joe.
We're here. This counts.
But you came to this podcast.
I am here. I'm doing Built for the Stage live.
If they're listening to this, they can't see us. So we were doing push-ups the entire time.
Yeah.
Except for Kimberly, she was doing sit-ups. We were switching it up. So,
yes.
So yeah, I don't know why, but that's what we were doing.
Okay, I like sit-ups.
So definitely check out Built for the Stage. Tommy, thank you so much for sitting and joining
us.
Thank you guys.
You guys are amazing. Can we give Kevin and Kim a big round of applause, too?
Oh, and for you.
Yay.
And you guys.
Thank you guys.
Enjoy the rest of your Broadway Con.
Don't forget about Broadway Podcast Network. Go to the website, broadwaypodcastnetwork.com. Go to the Instagram, Broadway Podcast Network. There's tons of good content on our network, like Josh Swallow's Broadway, or Ensemblist, or Equity One, or The Theater Podcast. There's like 90 of them. Just go see which one you like the best after you listen to mine. And you guys have yourself a good day. It's me, Roscoe, signing off.
The
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.